Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour here on this Monday, September 8th, Miss Vicky's birthday, Miss Barb's birthday. Again, happy birthday, ladies. You just heard the news story there by Michigan Talk News. I know Mark Kraft, the Antrim County beef farmer that they referred to in the story about him being charged, investigated for passing bad checks. Purchased 10 cows, $19,000, four different checks. Well, the checks bounced, and the farmer that sold him the cows went to the prosecutor in Wexford County and got charges brought against him. I called Mark. I said, "What's going on, man? Tell me what the truth is." He had been finishing off cows, young calves that he purchased from this Wexford County farmer who had good bloodlines, Montana beef, on consignment. He'd been doing it with this guy for over 2 years. He would give him a check for him to hold while Mark was then transporting the cows to his farms in Antrim County and other various spots of northern Michigan where they were allowed to range freely eating grass-fed beef. Unlike Cliff Tellini's grain-fed beef, Montana beef, where he feeds them corn and hay and alfalfa and barley, good grains that he raises, he, Mark Kraft, was allowing these cows to free range and simply eat the grass, the vegetation, the nuts, whatever they could find. Well, this farmer in Wexford is building a house, and he was getting behind in his construction loan payments to a bank that gave him a construction loan and was desperate for money. So instead of holding Mark's checks, he cashed them. Well, Mark hasn't finished raising the cows yet, selling them to his customers, collecting the money, processing them at Ebel's, and delivering the cows and getting the checks from the retail customers, the checks bounced. So I put him in touch with an attorney in Wexford County, and we'll do a follow-up whether or not Michigan Talk News will report this when it comes out. He did nothing wrong. He had a business agreement, arrangement with the guy. He violated the agreement. The checks bounced. Point of the matter, I told him, don't ever write checks until the money's in the bank. That simple. I'll give you a check when the cows are sold, and we're good to go. He said, yeah, but I trusted the guy. Well, don't trust anybody when it comes to business. That's the bottom line. Cannabis industry set to fight gas station weed. Gas stations, liquor stores, and vape shops across Michigan have seen the rise in what the Cannabis Regulatory Agency has called intoxicating hemp-driven products that the cannabis industry believes are illicit, illegal, and does not meet the standards that they have to operate under. These mostly unregulated candy and cookies contain Delta 8. It's a form of the substance THC, which is in marijuana. It's marketed in bright packages with funny names that attract teenage consumers. But technically, not called marijuana, they're called candy and cookies. Well, the Michigan Cannabis Industries Association's Executive Director, Robin Snyder, said there was oversight in the 2018 Farm Bill championed by former U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow that saw people taking substances from hemp and chemically converting them into the same substance as marijuana. Snyder said that states traditionally have addressed this one by one, and that it is what we believe Michigan should do in order to protect consumers and to protect our youth. She said the industry was expecting that legislation would soon be developed and introduced, and once it is, they will support it. Snyder said she believes this issue is nonpartisan, hitting issues of public health and safety, youth, and bypassing taxes. A component of what the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, wants to do as part of her permanent $3 billion increase in road funding and bridge funding. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants to add a brand new wholesale tax on the marijuana industry. You know, because it's so lucrative. They're making so much money. Not. Some of them are actually getting ready to go out of business. Price of marijuana has dropped. Why? Supply and demand. Even though the demand had gone up when they legalized marijuana, they oversold too many licenses. There's too many marijuana shops in the state. Therefore, because of the competition factor of having too many shops, guess what? Prices have had to come down to compete. If you smoke marijuana or consume marijuana, you're going to shop around and find the best price for it. Because there's so many stores, shops out there, well, the prices have come down. But that doesn't matter to Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. She wants to tax it. Well, now there's a discussion about the chemical conversion of Delta-8 THC or even CBD products to convert them to Delta-9 THC. Through various means and ways of doing it, all of these processes are completely unregulated and contain chemical residues. They're doing it, folks, by adding chemicals to it, many of which are very unsafe for human consumption. Now, Snyder says these products are actually the basis for several instances of children and teens showing up at school with edible cannabis. If it's a product that has THC in it that gets you high, that is being sold outside of our legal and regulated system, it's untested, it may be unsafe, and it's sold with no age minimum requirements. Sometimes children buy these products and actually ask that they be shipped to their homes. Why? Because they don't want to get caught carrying them on their way to school. So they asked the stores, the gas stations, if they could mail them to them. She said something that should make parents in the state angry is about the availability this industry has access to their young children. These products are widely being marketed, targeted, and available to teenagers. She said they're being produced in different parts of the country before being shipped into the state. Well, she believes that these products should be actually banned in the state of Michigan. Why? Because the Delta 8 THC is regulated like cannabis in Michigan. But the Cannabis Regulation Agency Director Brian Hanna said yesterday in a committee hearing before the State House that they are waiting on rule changes from JCAR, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, to be able to crack down on these converted processed chemical products. Snyder said hemp manufacturers were not the culprits. And ultimately, the loophole needs to be closed. Actually, would be best if done at the federal level. You see, Washington could do something, folks, to prevent this from happening, and it would apply across the entire country. It shouldn't be done at the state level, they're saying. It should be done at the federal level. What's happening here, Hannah went on to continue to say, it's a loophole that has allowed illicit market activity to slide under the radar. They market it as hemp, but when you chemically alter it and turn it into marijuana, that's a problem. Actually, if you were to take these products and put them into a testing lab right next to marijuana, they would test as if they were, in fact, marijuana. Well, it isn't surprising that they're being found in, listen to this, gas stations, even liquor stores across the state, and being pointed to like other substances like kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M, or K2, which they claim to be synthetic marijuana. The Michigan Association of Convenience Stores said they didn't wish to comment on the story. You bet. Why? Because they're making a ton of money off of our kids. Midwest Independent Retailers Association Vice President of Government Affairs Jerry Griffin said many of their members had soured on the Delta 8 products and are actually voluntarily removing them from their shelves. Well, regulations are forthcoming. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Continuing on with this marijuana testimony that took place in the House last week at one of the House committees. Cannabis Regulatory Agency Director, again, Brian Hanna, pointed out four challenges that they currently have in dealing with these illegal products. Black market activity, enforcement obstacles, hemp-derived product flood, and unreliable testing. Of the four items, Hannon said the one that is the biggest problem to be dealt with is fraudulent testing results. The state of Michigan's Cannabis Reference Lab had completed construction and equipment was moved in, but now they're looking for passage of House Bill 4501 that will allow for any type of marijuana related products to be able to be fully tested in a state owned lab. Right now they're sending products out for testing, and we don't believe necessarily we're getting reliable testing results. Anna said, we're hoping to get the lab up and running 100% ready to go June of next year. What? You already built the building. You brought in the equipment. This is September 8th. And you're saying you can't get this lab up and running until June of next year? Government. Unbelievable. He went on to say, until the lab opens, any enforcement testing that needs to be done has to go to outside private competing labs. And it makes it harder to go after these labs who perhaps are pushing doctored or actual fraudulent test results. He pointed to the four-year court battle against Viadris, a marijuana company that ended with laboratories, listen to this, in Lansing and Bay City locations, having their licenses revoked and were forced to shut down by September 30th. With three of the owners of these labs being permanently banned from the Michigan marijuana industry. Why? because they were being paid off. The people that were selling these products paid them to give fraudulent, doctored test results. Additionally, during the Cannabis Regulatory Agency meeting, Hannah said that there are transnational criminal elements operating outside of these regulations to grow as much cannabis as possible and ship it to wherever they can that makes the most money. Right now, based on the way the laws are written, whether it's 500 plants or 50,000 plants, legally, the fine is only $500. These groups have taken advantage of this throughout the entire United States. $500. Doesn't matter how many plants you're selling, moving, bringing into the supply chain, it's one $500 fine. Well, to punctuate Hannah's point, he mentioned that Attorney General Dana Nessel announced that a 55-year-old Traverse City man had been arraigned in Lansing and charged with two counts of filing false income tax returns after his home was found that he had, listen to this, 134 marijuana plants growing in his house, 230 pounds of processed cannabis, more than $100,000 in cash at his home, and had purchased six Rolex watches. Meanwhile, filing that he only made $20,000 in income the previous year. When Michiganders voted to legalize marijuana, they did so with the expectation that the sales would be taxed and the revenue would go toward benefiting our communities, Nessel said. Well, Hannah said there were obstacles to the enforcement of the rules, but he was hoping to have some of these obstacles fixed under a new rule set that needed to be approved by JCAR. Again, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. However, he said they have not held a quorum for four sessions. I'm not a big fan of this process. I'm not a fan of the fact that it's not being transparent. The fact is, it's very hard for us to suspend licenses for egregious conduct when we don't actually have laws on the book to prosecute. Due to the process, companies breaking the rules, well, they just shut down their licenses to avoid paying any penalties. It needs to be changed. Amen to that. And why is this being done through JCAR? Administrative rules? Why is this not actual laws that you can enforce? Unbelievable. We're going to talk about diabetes with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. Next segment, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing